Fair angel of England, thy beauty most bright is all my heart's pleasure, my joy and delight. Then grant me, fair lady, thy true love to be, that I may say welcome, good fortune to me. Then grant me, fair lady, thy true love to be, that I may say welcome, good fortune to me. The turtle so chaste and true in her love, by gentle persuasions her fancy will move. Then be not entreated, fair lady, in vain, for nature requireth what I should obtain. Then be not entreated, fair lady, in vain, for nature requireth what I should obtain. The phoenix so famous that liveth alone is vowed to chastity, being but one. But be not, my darling, so chaste in desire, lest thou, like the phoenix, dost penance in fire. But be not, my darling, so chaste in desire, lest thou, like the phoenix, dost penance in fire. But alas, gentle lady, I pity your state, in being resolved to live without mate. For if of our courting the pleasure you knew, you would have a liking the same to ensue. For if of our courting the pleasure you knew, you would have a liking the same to ensue. Long time I have sued the same to obtain, yet I am requited with scornful disdain. But if you will grant your good will unto me, you shall be advanced to princely degree. But if you will grant your good will unto me, you shall be advanced to princely degree. Promotions and honor may often entice the chastest that liveth, though never so nice. What woman so worthy but could be content to live in a palace where princes frequent? What woman so worthy but could be content to live in a palace where princes frequent? Two brides, young and princely, to church I have led. Two ladies now lately have decked my bed. Yet hath thy love taken more root in my heart than all their contentments whereof I had part. Yet hath thy love taken more root in my heart than all their contentments whereof I had part. Your gentle heart cannot men's hearts much abide, and women least angry when most they do chide. Then yield to me kindly and say that at length men they want mercy and poor women strength. Then yield to me kindly and say that at length men they want mercy and poor women strength. I grant that fair ladies may poor men resist, and princes may conquer, and woe who they list. A king may command her to lie by his side, whose feature deserveth to be a king's bride. A king may command her to lie by his side, whose feature deserveth to be a king's bride. In granting your love, you shall purchase renown. Your head shall be crowned with England's crown. Thy garments most gallant of gold shall be wrought, if true love with treasure with thee may be bought. Thy garments most gallant of gold shall be wrought, if true love with treasure with thee may be bought. Great ladies of honor shall tend on thy train, most richly attired with scarlet ingrain. My chamber most princely thy person shall keep, where virgins with music shall rock thee asleep. My chamber most princely thy person shall keep, where virgins with music shall rock thee asleep. If any pleasures thy heart can invent, command them, sweet lady, thy mind to content. For kings' gallant courts, where princes do dwell, afford such sweet pastime as ladies love well. For kings' gallant courts, where princes do dwell, afford such sweet pastime as ladies love well. Then be not resolved to die a true maid, but print in thy bosom these words I have said, and grant a king favor your true love to be, that I may say welcome, sweet virgin, to me. And grant a king favor your true love to be, that I may say welcome, sweet virgin, to me.
O wanton King Edward, thy labor is vain. To follow the pleasure thou canst not attain. With getting thou losest, and having dost want it, the which if thou purchased is spoiled if thou hast it. With getting thou losest, and having dost want it, the which if thou purchased is spoiled if thou hast it. But if thou obtain'st it, thou nothing hast won, and I, losing nothing, yet quite am undone. But if of my jewel a king do deceive me, no king can restore, though a kingdom he give me. But if of my jewel a king do deceive me, no king can restore, though a kingdom he give me. My colour is changed since thou seest me last. My favour is vanished, my beauty is past. The rosy red blushes that sat in my cheeks to paleness is turned, which all men dislikes. The rosy red blushes that sat in my cheeks to paleness is turned, which all men dislikes. I pass not for princes for love to protest. The name of a virgin contenteth me best. I have not deserved to lie by his side, nor yet to be counted for King Edward's bride. I have not deserved to lie by his side, nor yet to be counted for King Edward's bride. The name of a princess I never did crave. No such type of honor thy handmaid will have. My breast shall not harbor so lofty a thought. be with rich prosters to wantonness brought. My breast shall not harbor so lofty a thought, nor be with rich prosters to wantonness brought. If wild wanton Rosamond, one of our sort, had never frequented King Henry's fair court, such heaps of deep sorrow she never had seen, nor tasted the rage of so jealous a queen. Such heaps of deep sorrow she never had seen, nor tasted the rage of so jealous a queen. All men have their freedom to show their intent. They win not a woman except she consent. Who then can impute to them any fault, who still go upright until men do halt? Who then can impute to them any fault, who still go upright until men do halt? 'Tis counted a kindness in men for to try, and virtue in women the same to deny. For women unconstant can never be proved, until by their betters therein they be moved. For women unconstant can never be proved, until by their betters therein they be moved. If women and modesty once do but sever, then farewell good name and credit forever. And royal King Edward, let me be exiled ere any man knows my body's defiled. And royal King Edward, let me be exiled ere any man knows my body's defiled. No, no, my father's reverent tears too deep an impression within my heart bears. Nor shall his bright honour that blot by me have, to bring his grey hairs with grief to the grave. Nor shall his bright honour that blot by me have, to bring his grey hairs with grief to the grave. The heavens forbid that when I shall die, that any such sin should upon me lie. If I have thus kept me from doing this sin, my heart shall not yield with a prince to begin. If I have thus kept me from doing this sin, my heart shall not yield with a prince to begin. Come rather with pity and weep on my tomb, than for my birth curse my dear mother's womb, that brought forth a blossom that stained the tree with wanton desires to shame her and me. That brought forth a blossom that stained the tree with wanton desires to shame her and me. Leave me, most noble king, tempt not in vain my milk-white affection with lewdness to stain. Though England will give me no comforts at all, yet England will give me a sad burial. Though England will give me no comforts at all, yet England will give me